story maybe, or just possible little thing. In the happiest maybe. That showing how those young people who come to this Krishna consciousness movement do so for different reasons. And one character here is, well, could be one of the ladies there, the one from up north, farthest up. You know, a girl coming to the big city and studying and then meeting, you know, there's this restaurant there, an Italian restaurant run by the Hare Krishnas, and going there with a friend, and ooh, it's interesting, it's exotic, it's Indian, and oh, there's something with me and India, you know, the dress and the colors and the all of that, it's interesting. There's something there, right? And they continue going there, eating that spiritual food. Wow. And there's this meditation, evening programs and so on. So, Sunday feast. So yeah, I mean, you get drawn in to that social community gathering there, which is nice. People are nice and they're not eating meat and taking drugs and doing crazy things like that. You're supposed to be humble and spiritual and dressing in saris and, well, dhotis, a little bit strange, but so, and then the outside world, so to speak, the society you grow up in is troubled in many ways and dystopic and, how to say, oh, I forgot the name of the word. You know that kind of not so happy society. People don't believe in anything and it's just materialistic. And so here is an option here. And it's a lifestyle you can live. And why don't you come and live here? Yeah, sure. Okay. Nothing else to believe in. Move in. Going to the programs, going to this and that. And yeah, it's about austerity, it's simplicity, and well, I can take that. I'm young and I'm used to this crazy stuff, which you are sometimes when you're a student. You can live anywhere. And then, you know, well, we have a mission here, and you should go out and sell these books on the streets, then you are great, and look at those others who are great, and they are glorified, and yeah, why not? And then, actually, you were good at it. Oh, thank you. Because, you know, you're a little cute woman and cute women on the street selling books about Eastern philosophy and things. I mean, that's interesting in itself. And so then you kind of, and then you get married. A husband is selected for you, and one of those respectable, you know, good ones. And there you are. And then it starts to fall apart because it's a completely different thing there. So anyway, then that person, like, it's a girl now, right? A woman. She kind of leaves that. And then she meets old Pio years after, who's kind of exploring the possibility that maybe they are made for each other. He's into his own weird trip. But then he realizes that, hey, and she says that, you know, God and Krishna, and you know, that God should be a boy, you know, playing flute with his girlfriend. I mean, it's cute, you know, but I was never really into it for this, you know. I never didn't read all these books and things, and I was not so much interested in that. It was more like it feels good, you know. So we can see there, and we can show it through that character, how sometimes people, they accept something or join something or take up some, even a lifestyle or a worldview, not because they really, you know, in this case, spiritual life, religion, whatever, not because they really have understood or even cared about the ontology, so to speak, the understanding there of the world given, God and yourself and all that. Yeah, you're not the body, you're internal soul or reincarnation and all that, and karma, you shouldn't eat meat and so on. Well, others, some people, they really want answers. They're looking, you know, they're trying to understand, and they're reading and researching and thinking, and so there are different people like that. And this we can try and show, I guess, goes for society at large, the human community at large, that some people, they, especially maybe in the West, but no, probably everywhere, people, they just pick up something, well, because it's in the family or because of friends or because of this or that, or they happen to meet that person or that person. And this is, of course, also taken advantage of by cults, recruiters. They know the psychology and how to paint a beautiful picture that will lure people into that. So, I just wanted to have that shown there, at least in the background. But then in contrast to the others who are really truth seekers, so to speak. Yeah.